Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting 5th. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting 6th. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field. Out of the reach of Molitor. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kemp trying to get to third. Edwards throws the ball into Howell, who tags Kemp for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Don Money now playing first base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilcox, and towards Trammell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Yost now catching. Charlie Moore now playing left field. Jim Slayton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. the throw from Parrish and he is safe. Edwards steals third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. Yost moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Bob McClure now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. There goes Parrish. The throw from Yost to second, and Parrish is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero strikes out. There goes Molitor. The throw from Parrish to second, and Molitor is out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Brown pinch runs for Lynn Jones. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine juggles the ball. That's an error on Augustine. Brown moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Brookins moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell is walked intentionally. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Brookins moves to third. Trammell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Brown now playing right field. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.